plow. That was two. And the seven was for a one horse. And I've got a seven here now down in that old barn. Mm-hmm. And
if you use two horses or two mules, did you have a name for the one that walked, or the one that was on the left and the right, or did you have a different, what did you call the one that most important to the two?
Well, they always, usually the ones on the left, well, that was the off mule, you know. Of course, I've done some driving when I was a young feller. And maybe you'd be working six mules or four mules, or if it's four, well, you'd probably be a riding the one on the left, not back next to the wagon. You'd have a saddle on it, you'd ride it.
Was that right?
And you'd have a rein on this one over to your right, right across over there, come over here. And then you had lines on these leads. And they called it your off mule, or your lead. That was the lead was team was the ones up, and the off lead team was the off one, and you rode the off mule.
I see.
It was just kind of a lingo that they understood, I guess. I don't know.
I see.
Yeah.
But you could ride them if you had four.
Yeah. Yeah. They driving four. Well, they rode the mule. It'd be on the left, back next to the wagon. And, I've seen them when I was a kid, you know, just wagon after wagon. People were going after stuff, you know, and hauling lumber and hauling logs and stuff like that.
Did they ever use oxen around here?
Yeah, they did when I was a kid. They used oxen quite a bit, and I was just looking in the Mina Star there of something that happened 50 years ago, I believe it was, or something other like that, and there's a fellow got killed. He lived up there close to us in Scott County. I remember when he got killed. And he was driving steers to had it loaded with logs, had the wagon, and it turned over on him. It got on him. Of course, it killed him. In fact, I come by the graveyard. That's how come me to mention it. I come by the graveyard day before yesterday. No, it'd be Sunday. It's Saturday. Come by there Saturday. And his grave's there in the graveyard up here at Eagleton. That's how come me to think about him. About my brother was working for him at the time he got killed, driving steers and wagon, logging. Over here at what they call Womble, they called it Womble Inn. I don't know if Ketty Gap or someplace back over here is where it was. It was called Womble Inn, a little old place, sawmill town.
They used oxen mostly then for lumber.
Yeah, they farmed with them too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they farmed with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they when I was a kid up there around Eagleton, you could pick up them old ox shoes, you know. And I've wished a lot of times that I'd have kept something like that, you know.
That would be great.
Then, you know. Didn't think anything about it. Their shoes is in two pieces, you know. Their feet's forked, of course, you know. So, and their shoe is it's in two pieces. It nails on just like a horseshoe or a mule shoe.